Welcome to Tell It Again, a podcast about memories in childhood. We focus on stories that our parents keep telling us over and over again that kept us at attention on the edge of our seats and made us laugh. It helped us to remember that our parents were actually human. Each week, we deliver the best childhood memories from all over the country. I'm your host, Gail Gramling, and this is Tell It Again. Today's guest is Linda Flores. She brings us one of her favorite childhood stories. Here's Linda with Angie Caballero.
Well, I guess the one that my children always ask me to repeat because they love hearing it's a spooky it's a spooky story that happened in real life, and they sometimes had, well, they had me tell my grandkids or friends. So it's just about when I was like about 4 years old. My aunt lived right down the street from us, and her daughter happened to come to California. And she came to California with the lady that lived at the corner of the block in that house. In them days, they used to have viewings for dead people in the living room at her house.
Oh, my goodness.
It was such a small town, they didn't have a mortuary. So the viewings would be there at her house. So she, in fact, was one of the very few people that owned a telephone. And so when she was coming to California with my aunt's daughter, she asked for her to call and let us know when she arrives in California. And so we'd be waiting by the phone. Well, that night ended up to be a stormy night with thunder and lightning, and the thunder over there is so loud. And so my aunt asked my mom if I could go with her to go and wait for my cousin's call, and my mom let me go. So we went, and we were sitting there, and all of a sudden the lights went out after the thunder, and we seen the lightning in it. You know, I guess that we had an electric shortage. And so my aunt went and got a candle, and she lit it up. And we're sitting at the dining room table. And this lady, you know, the one that had the viewings in her living room, had a real long hallway. And at the end of the hallway was a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there, and you know, the reflection of our faces from the candle was even scaring me, because you know, the sound of the thunder in the outside, and then seeing each other with the reflections I was scared, and all of a sudden we heard a boom, 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 and it was the piano, and my aunt grabbed my hand, and we went out the door. She blew out the candle, and we went out the door. And she, from running out the door, she drops the key. And she goes, "Oh my gosh!" She goes, "What was that?" And I go, "I don't know." But the phone was right by the door, where you know you come in. All of a sudden, we heard the phone ringing, and she goes, "Oh, it's Armita calling," and. So she goes, "Where's my key?" And so the key was sticking down from the bottom of the door, and half of it was in, half of it was sticking out. So my aunt reaches down to pick up the key, and somebody pulled it in.
Thanks for joining us this week on Tell It Again. You can subscribe to the show through CSUDH.com/106, so you'll never miss a story. While you're at it, tell us about your family favorites. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode, What Happened to Earl? And don't forget, memories are worth repeating.